Hey there, pleasure seekers. It's your girl Tasha, aka the seducer, aka the pleasure dom, the one, the only queen behind her pleasure chest. Let's get into this episode that will guarantee to aspire you, inspire you, make you wet, make you horny, make you curious. Let's get into it. Hi, my darlings. I know it's been a while. Don't get mad at me. I have been very busy and consumed with everything going on in the world, especially the state of this nation. If you are listening internationally, I am in the United States of good old fucking America. So with everything that's been happening, I have spent a lot of time discussing the matter of injustice and inequality in this nation towards my people, my beautiful Black people. So yeah, I've been very busy and I apologize, but I'm here. I also just want to send love, so much love to the loyal listeners who messaged me on Instagram. Some people sent emails. I appreciate you so, so much. And I promise I'm going to try and be much more active on Her Pleasure Chest Instagram. I spend a lot of my time on my personal page, and I'm really sorry. I promise I'm going to do better. This week is going to be a really quick chat. I know the last two episodes, I spoke on us, you know, Black people. And it's so funny how the episodes before that, I touched on what the hell was I talking about before that? Oh my God. I think it was masturbation. It's just so much that's happening. So much that's happening. And I could ramble on and on, but I won't. I just wanted to talk to my beautiful pleasure seekers about a topic that I've seen surface in the BDSM community and the swingers community. And I just want to let it be known, so you guys know, when I present information, I try to find factual stuff, and I don't want to mislead anyone. But the topic of sex during this pandemic of the coronavirus, you know, COVID-19, the name that everyone gave it. So it has really surfaced, especially now that a lot of states reopen. And I think a lot of countries are slowly reopening as well. And this is not just for American listeners. It's for everyone around the world, with over 40 plus countries tuned in. This is for everyone, because we're all affected during this time. And so far, I've found the research and information that I've found. And again, there isn't much research out there with COVID-19, because no one knows what the hell this thing is yet. So there's a lot of speculations. And so far, the experts have said that they don't see any evidence where the virus is transmitted through semen or vaginal fluids. But the virus has been detected in the semen of people who have or are recovering from the virus. So, further research is needed to determine if COVID-19 virus could be transmitted sexually. I'm so sorry. Excuse me. I don't know why I'm tongue-tied. So that's just a blurb from one of the articles that I found through one of the medical websites. It says, since some people who have COVID show no symptoms, it is important to keep distance between yourself and others if the COVID-19 virus is spreading in your community. This includes avoiding sexual contact with anybody who doesn't live with you. This is a tough one. If you or your partner isn't feeling well, or you think you might have COVID-19, don't kiss or have sex with each other until you're both feeling better. So, no cap. I mean, no lies, you know, to be honest. Let's talk truth, right? Right? Okay. All right. That's what all that kind of meant in one word. But I'm not even going to hold you. This comes down to common sense, okay? It just comes down to common sense. If you live with your partner and you know you and your partner, y'all been home. You've both been working remotely, or somebody got furloughed, or whatever the case is, but you've both been home. And if you do go outside, you've both practice all the safety precautions, meaning you've worn your mask, you've worn a glove, you social distance when you come home, like all of that. If you are living with your partner and you can get some sex in, fuck away. All right? All right. At least you know you have a safe partner at home. For everyone else like myself, we're single out here in these streets, and COVID has forced us to be in forced celibacy. You haven't done any late night booty call runs. And if you have, let it be somebody that you trust, okay? If it's someone that you trust and you know has that person stayed home, that person hasn't been traveling, and if the person does go out, you know, or they left the country or whatever the case is, they came back and you waited that 14-day quarantine time, the person got tested and they are negative. If you have to practice those safety precautions, you cannot say, oh, I know the person, so I'm good. So I'm gonna go and I'm gonna fuck. Be smart. You know what I'm saying? Be smart with it. Don't be dumb, because we've seen that individuals can be asymptomatic. Stop thinking, oh, if they don't cough and sneeze, you're good. No, people are asymptomatic out here. So again, just be mindful. It's common sense.
Do you need the nut that bad? Do you really need the nut that bad? It's either the nut or your life. Just be smart with it. Another thing, play parties. Okay. A lot of cities and states are open. A lot of countries are slowly opening. People who have been locked down for months and were unable to, you know, get that skin-to-skin connection, they are now like dogs in heat, okay? Or the swinging couple that hasn't gotten their fix in months. Fix meaning they are used to exploring other people on a regular basis, and that slowed down, you know, the last few months. So we are human, and naturally we have these sexual desires and hunger that we want to feed, right? Just be safe. I personally would not go to any play parties right now, or swing clubs, swingers clubs. I have it like couples reach out and I told them full heartedly, that's on you if you want to go. But I wouldn't. I absolutely would not, because an environment like play parties and swingers clubs, these people are strangers. You don't know them. You do not know them. And you don't know for sure if the location was thoroughly clean. You know, will there be staff there that's always cleaning? I mean, swingers clubs in general are very clean. Well, the ones I've been to are very clean. As far as, you know, the way the beds are, it's like easy thing. You just wipe down and whatever the case is. But no one is there wiping down after every fucking sexcapade in every room. You know, it is usually us that the patrons that are there. You have your towel, so you lay your towel down on the bed and you fuck and whatever. But come on, we know it's not a perfect world, you know. But back then, we weren't swingers, you know, people in the lifestyle or whatever the case is. You're not thinking, oh, you do this because you don't want to catch this unseen killer. It's more like, okay, our safety precautions were condoms, you know, condoms, you know, we protect ourselves and things like that with the BDSM clubs and parties, the fetish parties. You'll see people come and, you know, after using the equipment, they wipe it down before the other person use the equipment. So I've seen those things practiced by many, but now it's different and there's no one that can step into these environment and pretend as if it's not different. It is different. And what I'll say is, if you do go, because you are in heat, if you're like a dog in heat, darling, and you need to get that itch, you scratched, be safe. You know, my whole thing is, are you going to be fucking with the mask on? I cannot even go outside in the store with the mask on for too long. I get irritated. So I don't know how you're going to be fucking with the mask on. That makes no sense. You can't social distance in a swingers club. So how is it going to work? You can't social distance at a play party. How's that going to work? You know, you are making the decision to become very close, skin to skin, with a stranger that you don't know if that person was exposed to anyone with COVID. You don't know. I know on the phone they've a lot of the phones software upgrade. They have the COVID exposure tracker thing in the settings section now. How many people are actually using that? I just found that shit out a couple days ago. That's on my phone. I didn't turn it on because I've been in my house. But you cannot be stupid. I'm not going to be nice with this. You can't be stupid. Use common sense. It's either your life or this nut. You know, it. Come on. Same thing if you're out there protesting. Wear your masks, you know. Just be smart. So that's all I know about, you know, sex right now during COVID. That is my advice to you if you want to go out there and be risque. It comes down to the individual, right? And God forbid you contract this virus. Are you going to be the responsible adult and contact the owners of that club? You know, and if you're responsible, do you think the other person is responsible? There is too many question marks and things to think about. The beauty about the lifestyle, when I say the lifestyle, meaning the lifestyle of sexual freedom. And under that freedom, we're talking about the swingers, the people that don't like their titles. They just want to be out here doing the do. The people, individuals in the BDSM lifestyle, people who are just exploring their sexual desires, right? If you are those people, if you are in that space, under that umbrella, you've entered this journey for the liberation that you are free to engage and enjoy your hidden desires, right? There was this freedom behind it all. Why would the fuck would you want to risk that? For what? If you still have this itch to go out and do this and say, fuck COVID, then are you truly on this path of sexual liberation? Are you truly sexually free? Or you are just a dog in heat? You know, you're irresponsible. And y'all know I don't judge. I really don't. I really don't judge. I want to just tap into your consciousness right now to understand, is it worth it? Just ask yourself, is it worth it? Is it worth going out there, meeting someone, a stranger in this random space, to fuck? Is it worth it? Example me, and I've always been transparent to all of you. I go, you know, I have these online dating thingies on my phone, and I've had a few matches lately because, again, you know, everybody's on COVID. I mean, everybody's home. Swipe, 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 you know, like, convo, convo, convo. And this person, we matched on Hinge and we're talking, and the person said, you know, we should definitely meet up and hang out and, you know, go grab a drink. And I was like, where have you been since the pandemic? Can you show me evidence that you've been home? No, I really don't want to meet. We can video chat in the time being. Like, I don't know you. And the person got really mad. The person was so upset. And I'm just like, oh, okay, cool. Unmatch. Move it on. Like, if I have to explain to you why I am taking extra precautions, then you're not somebody I need to have a conversation with for too long. Like, that, I've just made that decision. You know, I've had the opportunity where I could have went to go get my nut from someone and actually know this is like someone I fuck. Like this is, hold on, pause. Let me take this moment to just reminisce on how lovely that sex paid sessions are. Oh, Lord Jesus. Okay. I digress. Just thinking about sex sessions with this person is so wonderful. So wonderful. Okay. But I made, and you know, that person made, we made the decision. No. Like, I've been home, but that person had to travel a lot. No, the person was on lockdown for a while, like me. But then, you know, things happened and had to jump on a plane, even though it was a private jet. It doesn't matter. The point is, the person went out and walked through an airport and did all, but this is someone I know. And we mean that this is like, nah, I'm in quarantine for however long. And I have to be gone again after this quarantine. So it's just like, you just have to make the decision. Is it worth it? Right? All right. That's it. I'm going to leave you guys all with that. Getting off of my soapbox right now. Be safe to anyone and everyone that decide to go out there and get their itches scratched. You know, you're going to get your nut. Just be safe, okay? To my beautiful Black men and women, my beautiful kings and queens, my royal family, be safe out there in the streets. Continue to fight. To the non-Black folks, whatever you identify as, if you're in this fight with us, continue to fight for equality. And when we talk about equality, it's for all people. Black lives matter, okay? Black woman life, Black man life, Black child, Black trans woman, Black trans man, Black lesbian, Black gay, Black, my Black dog, like Black, okay? Black lives matter, and that's on period. Follow me on the gram, Her Pleasure Chest, or my personal page, Goddess_Tosh. That is Goddess_Tosh. If you want to be a guest on the show, I would love to have my beautiful Black queens on the show in the near future. Please hit me up on the Instagram, slide in my DMs. As always, my beautiful people, be kind, be true, be you, okay? Most importantly, though, be kind to yourself, okay? Peace out. Love you. Bye.